Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We'll be introducing our in-studio guests in just a few moments, but we invite you to look with us in the Word of God, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 150, beginning at verse 1. Again, Psalm 150, starting at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank You for this day. Thank You for the privilege and the honor of us being able to begin every day of our lives getting up, giving You thanks, praise, glory, and honor, and worshiping You, Father, in the beauty of Your holiness. What a privilege, what an honor, what a blessing it is for us to be able to praise and worship You wherever we might be. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of worship today and teach and empower us to be the worshiping people You've called us to be. We love You. We bless You. We praise You. We thank You. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession again. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. And let me remind you again, today is a good day to start the habit of reading the Word of God every single day. In all my years as a pastor, one of the saddest things I see is there are a lot of believers that have never been taught and trained about the importance of every day opening the Word of God and spending time one-on-one with your Heavenly Father. Remember this, the Bible is like a bottle of grace, and it's as if God's question to you every day is, how much do you want? I like to encourage a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. So if you want to start that habit, that's a great habit to start. And remember this, the Bible is a book of freedom. It's a book that the more you read and study the Word of God and you hear God's truth and walk in it, the more freedom you walk in. Freedom is not the ability to do whatever you want. Freedom is knowing Jesus and walking closely with Him. I want to remind you also, please go on our website, urbanfamilytalk.com, and subscribe. We'd appreciate if you'd do that. We have with us, we're privileged to have with us in studio today, the Sowell family. They're a missionary music family. I guess I could use that way to describe them, but it's a blessing to have them, and so we're grateful to have with us. We have with us Mr. Gwen.
Yeah.
Gwen Sowell, the mom, Cindy Sowell, and the children, Jacob, Joshua, Naomi, Abigail, John, and Justice. And all of them are a mission. They all make up a missionary family, and we're privileged to have them with us here in studio today. And so as we start off, I'm going to ask if Cindy and Gwen, Guy, well, I'm trying to mess up your name, Gwen.
Yes.
Gwen. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just kind of further introduce you and your family and tell us a little bit. And then in just a moment, they're going to share a song with us. Okay. Tell us a little bit more about you and your work.
Thank you, Pastor Joseph, for having us.
Good to have you.
Yes, we're a family on mission for the King. We use music to do that. We're a homeschooling family from Texas. And
what part of Texas is that?
We live in a small town called Hempstead, Texas, which is about an hour northwest of the big city of Houston.
So Houston is a suburb of Hempstead.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we chose a long time ago that music would be our extracurricular activity. Mm-hmm. Also, as parents raising our children in this generation, we knew that it was very important that they learn to be others-oriented and mission-minded in everything that we do. One of our key verses in our family is Colossians 3:23. Whatsoever ye do it heartily as unto the Lord. So that's been our mantra with everything the Lord brings to our family. And music, again, we set out to have that as an extracurricular activity, not knowing what the Lord had planned in the future. I think if I knew that, I might have changed directions, but we now, as a family, we travel all over. We are a bluegrass gospel family band, and we play bluegrass gospel music in a traditional way. But our ministry has been for the past 4 years. We have traveled as a family independently. We're not associated with any organization, but as a family traveled overseas. Mm-hmm. We take ukuleles overseas, and we teach children in Serbia and in Romania how to play the ukulele, and mm-hmm. then we give them the ukulele. And it's a way of opening the door mm-hmm. of their hearts to sharing the gospel, the greatest gift ever given in our Lord and Savior, Amen. Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. That's a powerful ministry, too.
Thank
so,
you.
But let's start off. You all have a song about prayer that you're going to share with us
yes,
today?
Yes, we do.
And what is the name of the song?
It's called You Gotta Keep Praying.
You Gotta Keep Praying. I like that title, too. All right. Okay. The Sala family is going to share You Gotta Keep Praying. Amen. Praise God.
Day can get hard to do, doing it all with the folks on you.
Praise the Lord. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I guess I need to ask this. When are you going to start your Christian reality show? I tell you what, y'all need to start it like yesterday.
Oh, my.
That was beautiful. And I wish our listeners could. The sight of you is just as beautiful as the music. Again, to see all your children singing to the praises of the Lord. And you all, again, learning about your work. That's just great. That's great.
Thank you so much.
Well, tell me now, again, each of the children play a different instrument. Now, let's see. Jacob, you play?
I play the banjo.
The banjo. Jacob plays the banjo. Okay, and let's see. Joshua, you play?
Guitar.
The guitar, acoustic guitar. And let's see, Naomi and Abigail, they're twins. Okay, and you all play?
The bass.
The bass.
Naomi.
And
mandolin, mostly.
Mandolin, okay. And let's see, John Mark plays the?
Fiddle, but mandolin.
Is it mandolin?
Yeah, I play the fiddle, but mandolin on this.
Okay, then. And Justice, you play, what instrument you play?
The guitar.
The guitar as well. Okay, then. Okay. Now, is that a violin right there that you got?
It's a fiddle.
Okay. Okay. You know the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
What's the difference?
A violin has strings, and a fiddle has strings.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now I know. I'm educated. Okay. All righty, then. Well, again, tell us a little bit more about your ministry. So you travel the world with your mission, the kind of work that you do.
Well, specifically, we travel to Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
We travel here in the States, and about 9 months out of the year, we're here in the States, and we travel all over to churches and
different places.
Mm-hmm. We've played at retirement homes. We've played for senior adult luncheons. There's also a ministry in the metropolitan Houston area called The Gathering Place.
Mm-hmm.
And at several different churches in the area, they host. The Gathering Place is for Alzheimer patients, so we'll go and play for them as well. But our ministry is 3 months or so. We spent 9 weeks, actually, in Serbia and Romania this mm-hmm. past summer. And we go overseas. And we travel. When we travel over there and we teach the camps, intermingled with that is also community concerts to the people of Serbia and Romania.
Okay.
In northern Serbia, which it's close to the Hungarian border, we actually teach Hungarian children as well.
Mm-hmm.
We taught 6 music camps this past summer, and we gave out over 300 ukuleles.
Okay, so you all must make ukuleles, don't you?
No, sir. We depend upon the gifts and the donations of others to help. And this past summer really was a turning point for our family. We call in the South fish or cut bait.
Mm-hmm.
It's either taking ownership of this ministry as a whole and going forward, or saying, okay, we've done and move on. And so as a family, we sat down and we prayed and talked about, no, this is really what God has called us to do, and we're going to march on and move forward. Mm-hmm. And so once we were home, the children sat down and we crunched the numbers, and because ministry and mission work takes money. And so we wanted to divide it out to let people know, because a lot of people will ask us, how much is a ukulele?
Mm-hmm.
And, well,
I tell you, I'm going to jump in right here. We're coming up on a break. I want you to pick up right there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. In-studio guests are the Sowell family, a missionary music family. We'll be right back after this break.
Isn't it refreshing to have a president that isn't hostile to Christianity? Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman with the American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, our country was founded on the Judeo-Christian worldview. There's no question about it. The Christian religion was dominant in early America, and there's a reason our country was called a Christian nation. We're going to see this rich history when we go to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon on our Spiritual Heritage Tour in June and then the other one in September. In addition, we're going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown on a separate tour, but you can do both of those tours with us if you would like to. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will be our historian as he tells us about our great Christian heritage and history. For more information on either of these tours, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
This new season I'm in, I have the awesome privilege of speaking to teens about abstinence. One day we got on abortion, and I explained to the group of girls it's murder and how every child is a gift from God. I had a few girls to come up with every excuse why it's okay to abort. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, because He will lead you with just the right thing to say. I emphasized to the girls on counseling with a Christian advisor and the option of adoption. After class, many of the girls were interacting with me about various things that were discussed that day. One quiet girl summoned me over and whispered in my ear, "I was adopted." Romans chapter 8 verse 15 says, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." Those who confess Jesus as Lord have been adopted into the kingdom of God. For a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Victory McIntosh. Connect with us more at urbanfamilytalk.com.
We are all created by God with undeniable purpose. Learn more about beautiful possibility at www.radiance.life. Follow us on Twitter at Life Has Purpose.
You're listening to The Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
The Hour of Intercession, we're grateful to have with us in studio, the Sowell family. And as we start off, I want to ask one of them to say a word of prayer for just for the cause of the church becoming more mission-minded.
Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us and sending your Son to die on that cruel cross for our sins. Father, we love you. And Lord, we lift up the church today. We lift up the church, Lord, that they would be mission-minded, that
thank
they
you,
would
Lord,
be focused
Jesus.
On sharing the gospel with others. They can do it anywhere, anytime, Lord. And we just pray that you'd help us to have
thank
that
you,
mindset,
Lord,
to share the love of Jesus with anybody and anytime.
Thank
and
you,
Lord, we
Jesus,
just pray
man.
For the people that they would learn that prayer is powerful, Lord.
Thank
and
you,
that anytime, anywhere, prayer is so easy. You don't have to be in a special place, or it doesn't have to be a special time. Lord, we can pray in our car. We
thank
can pray
you,
on the bus, we can pray in our office, we can pray at home.
God,
we don't have to be in church to pray, and we just praise God that you are omniscient, you're omnipresent, you're omnipotent, Lord.
Thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Just thank you and love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, we're grateful to have with us the Sowell family here in studio. And we have Gwen and Cindy, the dad and mom, and then Jacob is 20, Joshua's 19, Naomi and Abigail, they're twins, and they're both 16. Then there's John Mark, who's 12, and Justice, who is 10. And they're about to give us another selection at this time. What is the title of this particular song?
This song is called Song of Hope.
Song of Hope. Amen. Amen. Here's the Sowell family with the Song of Hope. Amen. Thank you. Song of Hope. Praise the Lord. Beautiful, beautiful. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank
you. Okay. Do you have maybe another story you'd like to share with us about just some of your adventures as a missionary family?
Yes. Thank you so much. And this past summer, at our first music camp, we have, now in the States, if you go to church as a kid, church camp is pretty much a standard. But over in Serbia, it's a totally new concept. And many of these children have never stayed away from home for any length of time. And so our first music camp was children ages 7 to 12 years old.
In Serbia.
In Serbia.
Okay.
Yes. And these children, they are learning the ukulele, but they're also learning about God. That's the purpose of the camp.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were, on a Tuesday, we were having lunch, and this camp, I mean, you have to picture in your mind the rustic type of camp that it is. It holds about 40 campers, and where we eat is outdoors, but there's a canopy, an awning. And so we were sitting there having lunch, and all of a sudden, the storm blew in, a violent storm. The clouds were dark, and it was raining and windy, and the thunder and the lightning. And so we're outdoors, and have really no shelter. And so lightning struck one of the lines, electrical lines, and big sparks flew, and the children just screamed, and they were so scared.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden, the the Lord put on my heart, we need to pray. We need to sing. We need to praise the Lord in the storm. Mm-hmm. And so we started banging on the table, and I'm not talking about in a violent way, but we were mm-hmm. like drums. Mm-hmm. And we started singing in Serbian the song Thy Word. And once the kids started singing, their faces started to change, and joy and laughter and fun. And it was just amazing to see. And then we were able to, once the storm passed by, we said, you know, life is going to be full of storms.
That's right.
That will come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And the enemy will try to knock us down mm-hmm. and discourage us with what we can see with our eyes. But if we choose to start praising the Lord through song. And so it was a time of testimony for that. Well, a few days later, again, a storm just blew in. Mm-hmm. And instead of frightened children, mm-hmm. they just turned to each other and started mm-hmm. to sing. And it was an amazing testimony of God's goodness mm-hmm. and how he enjoys the praises of his people.
So they learned one of the lessons of the camp real fast, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, they
the Lord.
Did.
Praising God in the midst of our storms and the good times, too.
Yes.
Praise God. Well, before we do the next selection, if someone listening wants to give financially to your ministry or to become a prayer partner with your ministry or just to get in touch with you, maybe they might be thinking, I want to invite them to my church. How would they get in touch with you?
Well, we have a website.
Okay.
It's thesowellfamilypickers.com. That's thesowellfamilypickers.com.
Okay. Do that one more time. One more time.
thesowellfamilypickers.com. thesowellfamilypickers.com.
All righty then. Okay, then, you all are going to share one more song. What is the name of this next selection that you all are going to play, share with us?
Send the Angels Down.
Send the Angels Down. All right. Here the Sowell family are. Send the Angels Down. Amen. Praise God.
Send me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's beautiful. Beautiful. Now, so everybody can play every instrument?
Pretty much, except banjo.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Jacob and John Mark can play the banjo.
I noticed that y'all are switching around, and it looks like everybody can sing, and everybody plays different instruments. That's neat. That's great. That's great, too. Any other stories that come to mind of your journeys as you continue forward in your mission?
Well, the Lord just put it on my heart with our ukulele camps, the music camps that we teach. The first week, we met a young man by the name of Jovan. And Jovan was 12 years old and just a boy that had a lot of difficulties in his life. His parents were no longer married. His mom had remarried, and she was expecting a baby, and the stepfather was unkind to him, and so he was just very downtrodden, you could tell, and didn't believe that he could learn the ukulele, or he was just very discouraged. And what they do is when we give them the ukulele, we have six songs that we hope to teach them in 5 days.
So in the course of the week, you're teaching them songs to play.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when they learn these songs, they play for a pick, a guitar pick.
Okay.
And so it encourages them to learn it, because otherwise they're playing with their fingers. And if any musicians out there know that if you play with your fingers get raw and blistered. Mm-hmm. So it also encourages them to play for the pick, so then they can play with the pick instead of their finger. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so Jovan, he was, again, discouraged, but continued to encourage him with God's word and telling him that he was fearfully and wonderfully made, that God had a great plan for his life, and you know, to trust in the Lord. And while he learned with his camp counselor about having a quiet time with the Lord, but this gift of salvation that the Lord has given him. And so on the day he received Christ as his Savior, came and he told me, and he had played five songs. And the sixth song that he was going to play on that day, he was going to receive a pick that said, "I walk by faith." Mm-hmm. And so he played the sixth song. And I said, "You know, Jovan," when I handed it to him, I said, "You know, Jovan, this pick is a memorial. You can look at this pick and remember the day that you started to walk by faith. Now Amen. That Christ is your Savior." And so it's been amazing. We continue to pray for these children. We take individual pictures with them, and we pray for them while when we come back to the States. And it's just an amazing opportunity. I'm humbled and blessed to that the Lord would choose our little family to go over there and to share his word.
Amen. Amen. And so also, like, if someone listening wants to get some of the music that you all play, on the other side of the break, we're going to give you a chance to tell them how to do that, okay? You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guests are the Sowell Missionary Family. We'll be right back after this break.
Romans 13:14 says, "Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh." So what are you clothing yourself with? Whether we realize it or not, what we allow in our temples affects our way of living. We can't feed ourselves junk and expect to hear from the Lord. Clothe yourself with the righteousness of God at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Family is an institution set forth by God, one man and one woman for life, with the outflow being children produced by that union. It's obvious to all that there is an attack on the family in our country, and especially on fathers. Whether it's the cycle of sin that persists in our families, or the pressure from our government to exclude men from being intimately involved, the strategic battle is on for the souls of men. Join us in the battle to strengthen fatherhood. UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
A lot of people love saying, it's all good. The trouble is, it's not. Dr. Tony Evans says that some things are downright awful. But when they are, God does a miracle we'll hear about today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
I know we got some bakers out here. I know we got some folk who know how to bake. You put out the flour, you put out the butter, you put out the eggs, you put out the milk, you have all the ingredients out there. None of those items by themselves are enjoyable and edible. You don't eat a stick of butter. You don't dip your hand in the sugar and pour sugar in your mouth. See, independently, they're of little value to you. It's when the egg gets mixed with the butter and the butter gets mixed with the flour and the flour with the milk and the nutmeg. All things are now working together inside the blender. You place it in the oven and light it up. All of a sudden, what was nothing meaningful by itself becomes something that will levitate you out the bedroom into the kitchen. I know it looks like God's got your life right now with some butter over here and some flour over here, some nutmeg over here, some eggs over here, some milk over here, and it doesn't look like it could connect at all, and you don't like the taste of any of it by itself. But wait a minute, it's not over. God hadn't turned the blender on yet, because when he turns that blender on, it's going to be good. All things are working together for good to them who love God and are called according to his purposes.
If you'd like to learn more about what loving God is all about and discover how Jesus can give you a brand new eternal life, visit us at TonyEvans.org. And click on the word Jesus at the top of the page. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
This is the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Thank you. I was made from the dust, and to dust I will return. But the dust ain't the end, cause in my heart I know I am spirit, and so to the Father's home I go. Be assured, if you're trusting in the Lord, all who call on His name are gonna live forevermore. Spirit lives in me. The Spirit of the Son says the Son I'll ever be. Well, I can be assured that my home is up on high. I found it in the word of the one who'll never lie. Be assured if you're trusting in the Lord. All who call on His name are gonna live forevermore. Trusting in the Lord, all who call on His name are gonna live forevermore. Be assured, if you're trusting in the Lord, all who call on His name are gonna live forevermore.
Someone listening wants to get information, more information about your ministry, or if they want to give financially, or if they just want to pray, or if they just want your autograph or whatever,
oh, so
just
kind.
Tell them how to get in touch with you all.
Well, we have a website, thesowellfamilypickers.com.
Okay.
And we have a Facebook page and Instagram, all the social media stuff. We do have a YouTube channel as well, but on our website, you'll find all those icons.
Okay.
But most importantly, the children have created a ukulele campaign. We're looking for 350 ukulele partners. We have 100 ukulele partners right now. And what that means is for $100, you can help us send a ukulele to Serbia, to Eastern Europe.
Okay.
Because after crunching the numbers, it takes about $35,000 for our family to travel overseas, which includes airfare and our lodging and our travel fuel expense, all of that. It is not a vacation. It is right. A mission trip. Mm-hmm. We love doing it. We're very thankful for the Lord and Him equipping us to do that. But right now, we have about $10,000. We're in need of $25,000. Mm-hmm. And how we broke that down was if we could get 250 churches, organizations, individuals, if they could commit to being a ukulele partner with us and giving $100, $100.
Mm-hmm.
If they need it to be tax deductible, they can find all of that information out on our website. We are under the umbrella of our home church, First Baptist Church of Hempstead, Texas,
mm-hmm.
Because we are not a nonprofit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but our ministry is very fulfilling to our family, and it's truly why we do what we do.
Amen. Amen. All righty. And let's see, Justice, were you going to say a word of prayer at this time? Okay, Justice is going to come to the mic and pray for us, okay? Amen. And Justice is the youngest of the group, okay?
Dear God, thank you for this wonderful day today, and help us to learn how to pray and keep praying and in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Justice Thin. Okay, and I think one of the other kids were going to say a word of prayer as well, whatever's on their heart to pray for. All righty then.
Father, I'd like to pray for our country. This is a very important day, and I pray for President Trump and Vice President Pence as they move into their new role of leadership over our country. I pray that you will protect them and that you will convict the hearts of those who have decided in their heart to act hatefully toward them and cause pain and trouble just because they don't agree with President Trump and the policies that he wants to incorporate into our country. I pray, Father, that your spirit of revival will flow across our country.
Yes, Lord.
And that Jesus. People would start turning toward you. And instead of things that won't fill up their emptiness, Father, you are the only one who can fill up our emptiness. And I pray that across America, people, old, young, male, female, will come turning toward you for help and for the answers to their questions that may be bothering them or causing them to struggle with whether they want to live or not. And I pray that churches will stand up for what is right,
yes,
and
Lord,
that
Jesus.
Pastors will start preaching your word and what you have laid on their hearts. And I pray that you will just bless America, Father, and turn America back toward you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, and thank you. That Naomi?
Yes.
Amen, okay. And let's see, Joshua, were you going to say a word of prayer for us as well? All righty. And Joshua's the second oldest, I guess, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Though sometimes if you ever see our picture on our website, people always think I'm the oldest.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of funny, but anyway. So, dear Father in heaven, thank you for this just beautiful day, and I want to pray today for those that were affected by the storms, especially in Flagstaff. I saw on the news this morning there was a whole lot of snow. I pray that you would protect those people out there, and let's pray for those that are going to have storms soon. I pray that you would just protect them and keep them safe. And I also want to pray, Lord, for American Family Association and American Family Radio, as they are a light to a very dark world, and they're bringing the good news of the gospel. And pray that you would just bless their ministry. And I want to thank just their passion and their life that they speak out on the radio, and just pray that you would just continue to bless them. And thank you for this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, our time is close to winding down. Maybe one more story before they share one last song that comes to mind.
Well, we had an interesting experience on our first trip to Serbia, which was in 2013. Mm-hmm. On the ukulele, we have decals placed on top of the ukulele. So when the children are holding the ukulele and they're looking down and playing, they read, the decal has scripture verse in their language. It's translated in their language, and we chose John 3:16. And so on our first trip, you know, it's kind of like country come to town. We had never been overseas before, and we were just trying to figure out how to do this. And we actually, once we landed in Belgrade, we went to the wrong line. Mm-hmm. We didn't go through the line where you're supposed to claim and have the paperwork and everything. We went through the line that we just thought, okay, that's the closest door. And mm-hmm. so anyway, the customs agent doing his job, he stopped us. Mm-hmm. And when we travel, we pack the ukuleles in Sterilite trunks, and then our clothes are on top. And so anyway, he saw us bringing 8 large trunks. And so he asked, what's in trunk? And we explained to him it was ukuleles and why we were there and everything. And he says, open it up. And so we opened, my husband got the keys and started opening up the trunk. And I immediately sent a text to our Serbian friends who were on the other side of the door and said, we need to start praying, because our fear was that they were going to confiscate the ukuleles right then and there. And then our mission trip would basically be over. Anyway, so he opened up the trunk and he got out one of the ukuleles and unzipped the bag and pulled out the ukulele, and he saw the scripture. And his face changed. It was amazing to experience that. And he put the ukulele back in the bag, zipped it up, and he looked at us and he said, it's good. You may go.
Amen. Something about the way the Word of God touches the heart. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What is the name of this final selection that they're going to sing?
Open Your Heart.
Open Your Heart. They're going to share Open Your Heart. Amen. Amen.
Open heart to Jesus, open heart again. Open heart to Jesus, and by me today. God, our Heavenly Father, sin, heaven above. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, filled with the truth and love. Open heart to Jesus, open heart.
Listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our guests have been the Sowell family. It's been a blessing to have them with us. Please pray for their ministry. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk.
Urban Family Talk.